And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We're here to help you be the healthiest version of you. So let's all get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley, and I'm once again joined by the very wise medical herbalist and pharmacist, Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo.
And the very insightful health and wellness expert, Sally Obermeter. Hello.
Hello, and happy Sunday.
Happy International Women's Day, Sal.
And to you. Isn't this great? I love International Women's Day.
Well, yes, for people who may not be quite across it, the United Nations began this day over 100 years ago. It celebrates women's achievements while acknowledging all the work that still needs to be done so that we can achieve gender equality all around the world. It's absolutely crucial conversation and celebration, I think.
It is. And when is International Men's Day, Sal?
Every day, every other day.
There is a day. We can Google it. Maybe Bianca can Google that for us. Yeah, but there is most definitely an International Men's Day. Yeah. There is. I just can't recall the date right now. One of the things International Women's Day highlights is women's health. And later in the show, we're going to be speaking with a brilliant doctor from the Ovarian Cancer Research Centre, Associate Professor Caroline Ford. She's the group leader of the Gynecological Cancer Research Group. And Caroline, she's doing some great work in the areas of women's health, but particularly ovarian cancer and early detection, which is absolutely crucial. So we'll find out how we can get involved and help her reach that very important target. In our A to Z of vitamins, we'll look at ethical nutrients, Megazorb, Magnesium GQ.
Oh, and so many of us need magnesium, Jo. Most of us don't have enough magnesium floating around, and it's so important for so many things, as we will find out later.
We will. By the way, International Men's Day is 19th of November. Thank you so much, Bianca, for sorting that out. Put that in your diaries. We'll get to that in November and have a great celebration for you, GQ.
Thank you.
But first up, we're talking kidneys. Now, I didn't know this, I must admit, I'm probably not across kidney health, really, which is why it's called the silent killer. Did you know 65 people die with kidney-related disease every day, which I'm amazed by?
And the scary part is that it's so silent that you really lose about 90 to 95% of your function before you start showing any symptoms.
So there's no actual, I'm feeling unwell, I better go and get my kidneys checked.
It's pretty routine, and you would have been through this many times, Sal, that as part of blood tests, kidney function, glomerular filtration rate, which is how efficiently they're operating, those things are usually measured, Jo. But I think all of us need to understand, each of us need to understand how important kidneys are in our general health. And let's explore that with Shilpa when she comes on.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be joined by a great expert from Kidney Health Australia who can tell us all that. But so the people that are most concerned with kidney health are people with diabetes and people with high blood pressure.
Yes.
That's Kidney Health Australia urging particularly those people to get their kidney health checked and to modify their lifestyle. And there are things we can do to care for our kidney health. So particularly there are foods we should avoid and foods we can eat.
Yeah, definitely. And I think GQ's right. Kidneys are one of those, it's almost like the forgotten part. There's a lot of attention around cancers, obviously heart health, that kind of thing. And kidneys, I think, I think Jicky, you spot on when you said they're sort of forgotten. Now, in terms of foods, there's a very much, it's called the renal diet. So there's things that are fantastic for kidney health, and there are some that you definitely need to avoid. Now, if I just tell you about the things you want to avoid, the reason you want to avoid these things specifically, just so you kind of understand why, is because the kidneys, when you've got a disease, struggle to remove excess sodium and excess potassium and phosphorus. So things like, for example, bananas, which you think, oh, that's a really healthy food, I should have that. They've actually got a bit of potassium in them. So for a normal healthy person, that's fantastic. If you've got kidney disease, probably best avoid. Things like canned food, also avoided. colas, any kind of colas, avocado. Now, that's a great food, but not fantastic just because of the potassium. So it's interesting. There's just some little things there. Things you should eat, capsicum, cabbage, cauliflower, apples are fantastic, blueberries and cranberries are fantastic. So there's definitely things that you should have more of and some that are best left just to, I guess, take the pressure off your kidneys. Sure.
So, yes, we will be speaking with Associate Professor Shilpa Jazudarzan, Clinical Director of Kidney Health Australia, about how we can keep our kidneys healthy. And as always, we would love you to give us a call on 131 873, especially this morning if you have some questions with regard to your kidney health. Are you living with kidney disease? Mm-hmm. And do you need a bit of advice on your overall health? Because I imagine that impacts your diet, supplements that might be helpful, maybe even management of pain and side effects. Because I know over-the-counter medication, not great when you have kidney issues.
And kidneys, Joe, they're an excretory organ. So any drug that affects excretions broken down in the kidneys, we have to be very careful about.
So 131 873 if you have any questions. But also, now this may be a little hopeful, okay, but do you think there'd be someone listening who may have had a kidney transplant or have donated a kidney? I would love to hear from you if you have. There's a total of 11,133 Australians, apparently, statistically we're told, are living with a functional kidney transplant. So give us a call, 131 873. We are reaching you right around the country, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. So there's a lot of people out there if you have had a kidney transplant or if you have donated a kidney, we'd love to hear from you, 131 873, or with your kidney-related health questions. Next up, how you can tell if your kidneys are healthy. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Don't let the flu ruin your plans this year. Get in early and help protect yourself with the flu immunisation available at Chemist Warehouse. The quadrivalent vaccine helps protect against four strains of influenza. However, it can take several weeks to take full effect. So be a flu fighter and help protect yourself by booking your appointment now. It's quick, convenient and affordable. Plus, you don't need to bring in a script. The prescription and administration are provided in-store by a qualified health professional. This year, the quadrivalent strain vaccine is $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Be a flu fighter and get the flu immunisation from Chemist Warehouse. Book now at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, your one-hour, one-stop shop to all things health and wellness. So more Australians die with kidney-related disease each year than breast cancer, prostate cancer, and road accidents combined, yet awareness of this silent killer remains low. In fact, kidney disease sufferers can lose 90% of kidney function without experiencing any symptoms. And of the 1.7 million people affected by kidney disease, it's estimated 1.5 million of those aren't even aware they have it. So this coming Thursday is World Kidney Day, and we thought, what better time to find out how to keep our kidneys healthy? We're joined by Associate Professor Shilpa Jazudarzan. She's Clinical Director of Kidney Health Australia and a kidney specialist, and she joins us now. Good morning, Professor Shilpa.
Good morning.
So first up, let's talk about what the kidneys are. What do they do?
Yeah, I think it's a good way to start because the awareness of what kidneys do and the awareness of kidney disease, as you mentioned in your intro, is really low. So one of the things we're doing at Kidney Health Australia is trying to get this message out about what the kidneys do and how important they are. They're actually really a very important workhorse of the body. Most people have two kidneys and they are responsible for filtering our blood and keeping the blood clean, keeping it in balance, keeping all the salts and minerals that we need for a healthy life in balance. They also control our blood pressure. They get rid of excess waste and toxins that we don't need. They get rid of excess water and they have an effect on our bones and our red blood cells. So when I say that to people, they go, wow, I had no idea kidneys did all of that. They actually have an impact on every organ system in the body.
Sure, but bearing in mind, I'm a pharmacist and we see lots of issues, obviously, with kidney function from a community pharmacy perspective. But with 65 people, which the stats say, die with kidney-related disease each day, that online test, which I've done a couple of times, is that a start? Is that where we start understanding a little more about what we can do to look after our kidneys?
Absolutely. I am so pleased that you've done our online test. I hope that was after our Kidney Health Week chat last year. And it is so simple. On the Kidney Health Australia website, kidney.org.au, you can go on there. The test basically takes you through the risk factors for chronic kidney disease, and that is absolutely where people should start. Especially they need to be thinking about their kidneys. If they've got any of those risk factors, kidney disease needs to be part of the assessment of many other health problems. And, you know, in pharmacies, that's exactly what we see. People come in with high blood pressure, or they come in for their tablets for their diabetes. And it's great when people can say, well, let's just make sure that because you've got these conditions, that you're actually having your kidneys checked up as well. And our online test is one way. And then the next steps are actually incredibly simple. It's about a visit with your GP to get that blood test done, to get a urine test done, to get your blood pressure done and your general health checkup done. Those steps are going to tell you most of the information that you need to know about your kidneys.
Perfect.
Shilpa, what are the symptoms of kidney disease? What would make somebody think, yeah, you know what, I have those things. I best go see my doctor.
Well, I think the critical message here is that if you wait for symptoms, it's too late. We know that, as you said, you know, 90% of kidney function can be lost without symptoms. And even then, you can have very advanced kidney failure, and the only symptoms you might have are just feeling a bit run down and a bit fatigued. And just a bit off colour. So a lot of my patients say to me, oh, but I don't have any back pain. You rarely get back pain with kidney disease. They'll say, I feel fine. They're shocked when they find out that they're in the advanced stages of kidney disease. So that's why this proactive approach about making sure we've got people being aware and getting tested early is absolutely critical. And that's the key message for our Kidney Health Australia World Kidney Day.
Good.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Associate Professor Shilpa. That is our message to don't be lackadaisical about this. Don't be complacent. No. Of course, you've got to keep active. You need to make sure that you maintain a healthy body weight, lots of fluids and good fluids like water, obviously. But don't wait for the symptoms.
And I think as well, Jo, with a real focus on those folk who have blood pressure or diabetes, they're the two things that we should be including every time a discussion on kidney function.
We have asked you to give us a call on 131 873 if you have questions with regard to your kidney health or if you have had a kidney transplant. And Phil, you have. Tell us about your transplant. How long ago was that?
It was in February 2008.
And what kind of difference did that make in your life?
A huge difference, because I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And then in about November 2007, I started dialysis because I started to retain all the fluid, and they said, now's the time for dialysis.
Yes.
And then only a couple of months later, a kidney became available from a lady in Sydney that had died in a car accident. And so got a phone call about 3 o'clock on a Sunday morning from Monash in Clayton saying, I'm the best match in Australia, so come in, and by about lunchtime I'd had the kidney transplant.
Well,
so 12 years later, going well.
Good
what
on you,
an
Phil.
Extraordinarily emotional call that must have been, Phil.
But the strange thing was that my wife was due to be tested the next day on the Monday to see if she was compatible so I could have one of her kidneys.
Yes. Well done, Phil. And these are unsung heroes, these organ donors, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yes. And we would encourage you to register yourself on the organ donation register, 131 873. In a moment, we have more calls on the House of Wellness, in particular, someone who has donated a kidney.
Amazing.
What an extraordinary story. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Don't let the flu ruin your plans this year. Get in early and help protect yourself with the flu immunisation available at Chemist Warehouse. The quadrivalent vaccine helps protect against four strains of influenza. However, it can take several weeks to take full effect. So be a flu fighter and help protect yourself by booking your appointment now. It's quick, convenient and affordable. Plus, you don't need to bring in a script. The prescription and administration are provided in-store by a qualified health professional. This year, the quadrivalent strain vaccine is $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Be a flu fighter and get the flu immunisation from Chemist Warehouse. Book now at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Joe Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeter, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Thursday is World Kidney Day, so Kidney Health Australia is encouraging people to take a simple online kidney risk test. That's at kidney.org.au. Really engage with your kidney health. Don't wait until you start experiencing symptoms, because that may be too late. We've asked you to give us a call, 131 873, if you have a question regarding your kidney health, or specifically, we're talking kidney transplants. Phil rang earlier to tell us that he had one many years ago and it's made a difference to his life that is really profound. Or have you donated a kidney? And Julie, good morning, you did this.
Hi, yes, I did it when I was 21 in 1982 for my sister.
Good on you, Julie. Aww. When did you make the decision? At what stage did you think, I'm going to have to do something here?
Well, my sister was very sick very quickly. She had three children under five, and I think that she probably had symptoms for a long while. And because she was working, she was a pharmacist and had three children, and she would say how tired she was or, you know, retaining fluid. But we just said, well, of course you'd be tired. You're working, you've got three kids. Why wouldn't you be tired?
Yes.
So by the time they really diagnosed it, it was at end stage, really.
Which is what Shilpa told us, our expert, before.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, just amazing.
How is she now, Julie?
Look, it was unfortunately a little bit of a disaster. Two days after we had the kidney, they asked if I'd like to go and see my sister. She was in isolation and I was in the private part of the hospital and they got it mixed up and took my sister to see me. So, unfortunately, she rejected my kidney. So it was a very, very sad story, but she eventually had to go back on to dialysis, and she was probably sick for 10 years, but it became chronic.
Yes.
So she had about 35 operations after that. In those days, obviously, it wasn't keyhole surgery for me.
That's major, yes.
It was very, very early days of really knowing what's going on, but I know these days they've come such a long way.
Sure.
Oh, that is a very heartbreaking story, Julie. Thank you for sharing that with us.
It's okay.
I think anybody who makes that decision to donate a kidney is extremely brave.
Well, you're really cutting your own. Bear in mind, everyone's hoarding toilet paper these days. You'd feel, I want to hoard my kidneys. Thank you, just in case.
Yes, and let's also think of those who are in dialysis. The amount of time they spend doing that must be incredibly difficult and challenging.
Yes. No, quality of life's a real struggle.
Absolutely. So make sure you look after your kidneys and do go to kidney.org.au for more information if you wish. Gerald, you've got the A to Z of vitamins.
Magnesium.
For us there.
Yes, we're talking magnesium, Joe. And guess what? Our kidneys need magnesium. It's part of the chain that converts the vitamin D in the sun or in a supplement into a usable form. Now, there's one reason. How do we know we need magnesium? We've got cramps, we've got twitches, we're not sleeping well. It's a very simple way of lifting your levels. It's a safe mineral. And really, most of us, as I mentioned at our opening, most of us need magnesium because we have poor levels.
Yes, and the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by New Ethical Nutrients Mega Magnesium Muscle Plus, triple action support for healthy muscles. Now, it is International Women's Day. It is a day that was established by the United Nations in 1911 as a way of both celebrating women's achievements and calling attention to the gender inequality that impacts women and girls all around the world. And it's still the case more than 100 years later. More than two-thirds of people living in extreme poverty are female. Women own less than 1% of global property, and they earn only 10% of the world's income. And yet women produce the majority of the world's food and do 75% of the work. And the disparity in Australia might not feel as great, but women still do the majority of unpaid domestic labour and care, frequently while also working full-time. And I think you would agree that, generally speaking, women aren't as safe as men in Australia.
Yes. True.
Which, yep. So this is a day where we remember that we can all do our bit to treat each other, men and women, mm-hmm. with respect and fairness and equality. And also to celebrate the women in our lives. We've had some incredible women as role models, wouldn't you agree, Sal?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, for me, my mum was an incredible role model, obviously. She really, for my sister and I, just, I guess, cemented into our mind from a very, very early age that if you wanted something, you went for it, you worked hard for it.
Yes.
And you just, if the naysayers were saying to you, no, it can't be done, it was your job to basically tune that out, you know. And so she kind of drummed that into us very early on. And at the time, I kind of found it, as you do as a child when your mum says something to you, a little bit annoying. But now, in hindsight and with a bit of wisdom,
yes.
I think, oh, wow, that actually was quite profound. And I guess I didn't realize how much it shaped me until I sort of look back now. So, yeah, it's huge. I mean, there are so many women that come into our lives, that touch our lives, whether it's mentors or bosses or our friends, or sometimes it's, you know, your friends' mothers that can also kind of shape your life. So these women are incredible,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
And girls too. I'm inspired by the younger generation of girls.
Yes.
Malala Yousafzai, who is the girl who was shot by the Taliban because she insisted that girls should be able to go to school.
Yes.
She has inspired me enormously in around the value of education, which I share with my daughter. But my daughter is 11 and she inspires me every day.
Sure. Yes.
What about you, GQ? You've got a world full of women.
And, well, we all have, haven't
yes.
we? We all have, the three of us. I have three girls, and I still remember when Nikki, our second one, was born, a number of my friends said, oh, what a pity, it's not a boy.
Oh, no.
And that I found offensive.
Mm.
And then when we had our third girl, the whole, again, I had those comments, which I really, I think these days, we've moved on from that silly sort of stuff, and we all want healthy kids.
Yes.
Yeah. And I, like you, Sal, said to my three, you will probably have to prove, and you, Joe, with Willow, you'll probably have to prove yourself a little more than a young bloke will have to do, much more. But there's nothing to stop you.
Well, this is right. And I guess that's why we have International Women's Day, because it shouldn't be different for girls or boys when they're born. And as they grow, we all should be able to step into our full potential, regardless of gender.
Mm.
So, but we are celebrating all of the inspirational women who have been role models in our lives. Give us a call, 131 873 right now, and tell us about the inspirational woman who's been a role model to you. Maybe it was a teacher, as you say, Sel, maybe your mother, perhaps a leader in your field. Someone who has inspired you, and also thinking, I think, of the generations that have gone before us, our grandmothers and great-grandmothers who were so stoic and lived through incredible hardships. We'd love to hear from you. 131 873. That's next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Don't let the flu ruin your plans this year. Get in early and help protect yourself with the flu immunisation available at Chemist Warehouse. The quadrivalent vaccine helps protect against four strains of influenza. However, it can take several weeks to take full effect. So be a flu fighter and help protect yourself by booking your appointment now. It's quick, convenient and affordable. Plus, you don't need to bring in a script. The prescription and administration are provided in store by a qualified health professional. This year, the quadrivalent strain vaccine is $14.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Be a flu fighter and get the flu immunisation from Chemist Warehouse. Book now at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness on this International Women's Day. We're asking you to call 131 873 with the inspirational woman that has been a role model in your life. In a moment, we're going to be speaking with an inspirational woman, a brilliant doctor who is at the forefront of ovarian cancer research, who can tell us how close we are to a life-saving early detection test. In the meantime, Gerald, though, you have some insights on sunscreen, even though summer is on its way out.
And sometimes, Jo, we rely on temperature to help us make a decision to apply a sunscreen or not. It's got nothing to do with temperature. It's about UVA, UVB rays. And there are ranges around which are not sticky, they're not greasy, and more particularly, they are wonderful for reactive or sensitive skin.
Which you can be if you're taking medication.
Totally, yes. Well, there's a number of medications that can make your skin very sensitive. And the pharmacist will say, stay out of the sun. Well, that's impossible. Use the sunscreen, use it each day, protect your skin.
And you have one that you recommend,
well,
Aven?
Look, the Aven range, which comes out of France, but it's actually formulated by a whole scientific group, which I think is quite breathtaking with the extent they go to make sure that it is not going to cause a problem.
Ooh la la. Right out of France. Right, I love it. So, on this International Women's Day, we thought we would take the opportunity to have a chat with an amazing woman at the cutting edge of research for developing an early detection test for ovarian cancer. We must continue to speak about women's health because there's a lot of challenges out there. Professor Caroline Ford is a cancer researcher based at the Lowy Cancer Research Centre at the University of New South Wales, Sydney. She leads the Gynecological Cancer Research Group, whose aim is to develop gynecological, whose aim is to, how and why they spread through the body. There we go. That's what they're researching and how best to treat them. And Dr. Caroline Ford joins us on the line. Good morning, Dr. Caroline Ford, and happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. Good morning and happy International Women's Day to you all.
Do you have an inspirational woman in your life?
Oh, I think I'm inspired by all of my peers, all of my women scientists and doctors that I get to work with every day, but mostly the patients. I mean, I feel incredibly privileged to meet with women that are diagnosed with ovarian cancer and that just show such strength in the face of a really horrendous disease.
Caroline, ovarian cancer has the lowest survival rate of any women's cancer. Why is that?
Yeah, look, that's a great question. I think, unfortunately, it's because we don't have an early detection test for ovarian cancer. So unlike other cancers like breast cancer, where we have not only a sort of very obvious physical symptom in many women, such as a lump that a woman can feel, but we also have population-based screening. For ovarian cancer, the symptoms associated with it are pretty vague. There's not general great community awareness of them. And so what happens is that women are diagnosed very, very late when the cancer has already spread throughout the body. And that makes it incredibly challenging to treat clinically.
Wow. Caroline, how important is that early detection?
It's absolutely crucial. It's the only way we're going to change the outlook for this disease.
Yeah.
So in Australia today, we have 4 women diagnosed with ovarian cancer every day and 3 women dying. And I just think that is not okay, and I think we absolutely need to change that statistic, and the only way we can do that is through focusing attention and doing much more research to this disease so that we can have that early detection test.
Caroline, how close are you to this early detection, which sounds rather simple, but obviously it's a very complex procedure. How close are you?
So, look, I think we're getting there, absolutely. What I've been absolutely strengthened by is the community of ovarian cancer research worldwide.
Sure.
Everyone is trying to strive for the same outcome, and everyone is working very, very hard. Unfortunately, what we have is a severe lack of funding in this area, so both research funding from federal governments, but also the charitable sector as well. So unlike other diseases, ovarian cancer gets very few research dollars, which just translates to very few scientists working in the lab and actually figuring things out. So we know from the beautiful example of breast cancer that survival rates can increase really drastically once you actually shine a light on a disease and invest in research. Breast cancer rates have completely changed in the last 20 years. We have amazing new drugs that are targeted therapies for women. Ovarian cancer is 20, 30 years behind breast cancer, but it doesn't mean it can't be done. It just needs a bit more focus. So to answer your question about how close we are, look, we've got a very good idea. We're doing something very cool in our laboratory at UNSW, which is actually looking at little tiny particles of DNA that are released from the tumour into a woman's bloodstream when she has cancer, and trying to decide and define a test that is incredibly specific for ovarian cancer.
Well, Caroline, there are ways that we can help you, though. I understand that you've partnered with the siblings behind the Australian fashion label, Camilla and Mark, who themselves lost their mother to ovarian cancer when they were 11 and 13, respectively. So very heartbreaking story there, but a very common one, which is very sad.
Exactly right. So Camilla and Mark were very young when their mum, Pam, passed away from ovarian cancer. And they've been incredible. They came to see me last year and visited the lab. We took them in and showed them some experiments, and they met my all-female team of scientists. And we got on incredibly well. And they were determined to use their profile and influence to actually increase awareness around ovarian cancer. Because I do think that women's health in general is understudied, particularly women's cancers and anything to do with a woman's reproduction. A large part of our society still feels a degree of embarrassment and stigma, which I think is really unwarranted. I mean, there's no reason for people to feel awkward about it. It's just another part of their body.
Of course.
But, you know, we have many of you listening today that probably feel a bit uncomfortable if they even hear me say the word ovary or vagina or cervix on the radio early in Sunday morning. Mm. There's no reason for that. We just have to get more comfortable with it. Women need to be fully aware of their own bodies and feel comfortable going to their GP if they think something doesn't feel right. Women know better than anyone else.
Fantastic. You are inspirational on this International Women's Day.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Dr. Caroline Ford. Now, head along to CamillaandMark.com, where you can pick up a limited edition tee, the proceeds of which go towards Dr. Ford's research, or you can donate there as well. They have a very specific target of $500,000 on that website, and let's get towards that, because early detection is going to be the thing that saves people's lives. We're asking you, 131-873, tell us about a woman in your life that has inspired you and been a real role model. We have Catherine. Good morning. Who has inspired you? Who's your role model?
I would go, I'm going to say myself.
Oh, good on you. I love it.
Yeah, I'm a cancer survivor three times. Yes. And, I'm strong, and I want every woman out there to know that we walk beside it, we don't walk with it, and be strong and just keep going.
Good on you.
That's the phrase of the day.
Yes, we walk beside it. I love it. Thank you so much, Catherine. You are an inspiration.
Yes.
Well, we love you to give us a call, 131-873, of course, with any of your questions, or if you have advice you'd love to get from Gerald or Sal as well. That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Book your flu shot today at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu for $14.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're here to help you feel and look great. Give us a call, 131-873, if you have any questions for the team. And also, it's International Women's Day, so we're celebrating inspiring women who have been real role models and life changers for you. Good morning, Rod. Who would you like to nominate?
I'd like to nominate my wife, Jenny, because of what I went through back 10 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
I had a mental breakdown, and you guys put me on TV last Sunday at the House of Wellness. I'm the guy from the men's shed.
The men's shed. Well done.
Rod.
That was a great interview, Rod. Great interview.
I loved your interview, the story that you told around what men's shed has done for you, which is a place of belonging and real connection. But your wife was the instigator, wasn't she?
Yes, what my wife went through was incredible with me, and same with my kids. People don't realise that it's not you that's the victim or the person. It's your family that have become the victim of your actions, if you understand what I'm saying.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely, but also your mental health, disease. Like, it's an illness. You can't say it's your
exactly
actions.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And what my wife went through and how she helped me and what she organised and, you know, from day one was incredible.
Good on you. Well done, Rod. Well done. You stay well and continue leading other men to just stay on top of their health and wellness, particularly their mental health.
Absolutely. There should be no stigma or shame. Reach out. And Men's Shed is such an... they're an extraordinary organisation. Of course, House of Wellness TV is back today at midday on Channel 7, and International Women's Day, we're celebrating some incredible women. One young woman, Jade Haymeister, joins us. She is the youngest person in history to complete the polar hat trick by skiing to the North Pole, the South Pole, and crossing the planet's second largest polar ice cap, Greenland, when she was 14. If you don't mind.
Amazing. She's incredible.
And she looks about 15 now.
It's truly inspirational. We also meet a young woman who spent her first 10 years living on a Cambodian garbage dump, but has, through incredible assistance from some great people in the world, but also her own unbelievable resilience, is now living her best life here in Australia. And we meet a woman who has created the Very Good Bra. I love this cell. It's entirely made from fully recycled materials. Every single
fantastic?
Part of it.
That's great.
Yes. So do check out House of Wellness TV back on your screens. We've got time for one more call. We have Sue Ann. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Morning, Sue Ann. How can we help?
Yes, hello, Gerald. What I'm inquiring about is obviously I had a kidney transplant 30 years ago.
Good.
And obviously my question is, with this coronavirus, how is it impacting on kidney transplants, and what should we do, or what could we take to help us survive this madness?
Well, and look, it's got its own story, Sue Ann, but I think we need to be careful it doesn't consume us. So just do the things that we're being told we need to do, which is to look at hand hygiene, particularly when other people are handling things. But from your own perspective, and I talk a lot about this, look at some immune supporting things. Increase your vitamin D. There are some beautiful, soft, gentle supporting herbs like echinacea and astragalus and a number of others that will lift your immune function up to help you stay on top of things. And I've also there is a nasal spray which has got a seaweed extract. Now, that name of that stuff is called carrageenan. These are travel nasal sprays, very good for trapping viral material in your nose. So you happen to be in an area where there's been a sneezer, and most people don't know how to sneeze correctly.
Oh, how do we sneeze correctly, Gerald?
Well, either a tissue or, like a cough,
yes,
you sneeze into your elbow,
yes,
if you can, without dislocating your neck.
Mm-hmm.
All it is just being aware of other people around you. So stay positive, Sue Ann. Don't modify anything that you would normally do, but consider those supporting herbs. And if anyone else has questions like that, go to houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, and that response, public holiday or not, there will be a response very quickly.
Gerald, you're very committed to giving everyone a response to whatever their questions may be. I would like to make mention that at this time, as Sue Ann mentioned, of madness, let's be kind to each other.
Yes. Yes.
I'm horrified at some of the scenes that I'm seeing of people who feel that they need to stockpile or whatever they're doing, and just let's be kind to each other, don't you think so?
Completely. Yesterday there was a scene of three women literally having a punch-up in the supermarket aisle.
For goodness
sake. And it's
sake.
Like, come on, you guys.
For
so,
goodness sake.
Well, yeah, some kindness and some empathy.
I was telling Joe Sella, I was out for dinner last night with friends, and I did the very decent thing of gift-wrapping two toilet rolls and taking them instead of a bottle of wine. And it was accepted with grace.
I think that is absolutely wonderful. But also let's have some empathy, as you say, Sal, for people who are living with chronic illness.
Yes.
Because whilst those of us who are very fit, there's no need to panic, but let's stay hygienic for those people who may be vulnerable.
Yes, who are compromised.
Yes.
Well
done. Sally and Gerald, thank you so much for this awesome hour that we have shared.
It's good fun, isn't it?
Yes, thank you for joining us. For more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you all next week.
See you then.